Hey everyone, before we kick this episode off, I urge everyone listening to like and subscribe to our podcast, wherever you may get your podcast from. So if you listen to us on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating, or also subscribe to us on Spotify. And I urge all of our listeners to head to our website, and you can get more than just our podcast from there. We have news stories all the time there. We have feature articles there. So head to tnpmedia.au. That's tnpmedia.au. All right, without further ado, we'll get stuck into the podcast.
Talk and Power, your motorsport and motoring radio show. Now on 88.5 FM, the Valley comes alive. And podcasting across iTunes and talkandpower.com.au.
From the Talking Power podcast, it is episode 185, and I'm here down at Max Pinjarra, enjoying the lovely weather down here with good friend Richie Howlett. Richie, the organizer, the main man of this show, you're the face of this show. Let's be honest.
Max, I've always been told I had a face for radio.
very good voice, very good speaking voice, very good commentary. We've spoken to you on the podcast before. But look, thanks for having us down here. We love coming down here. It's a really enjoyable time of the year. The weather, you must be dialed in to the man upstairs because you've got magnificent weather again this year.
I don't know if dialed in's the right word, but, you know, we just behave ourselves and ask nicely.
That's it, hey.
And he has been good to us. One year we got rain, but it was hardly enough to wet the ground and, you know, didn't dampen enthusiasm. But look, thank you for being here. And I've got to say, 185 episodes, that's an awesome effort for you. Did you think that it would go this far for you?
No, I didn't actually, no.
That's great. No. But the beautiful part about motorsport and what we're involved in is there's so much going on. Yeah. I mean, you could talk to the cows come home about stuff that's happening. So that's congratulations to you on 185 episodes.
Thank you, Richie. But look, again, this show, magnificent part of the world. I know you live down around this area, and who wouldn't want to live down here? It's a magic part of Australia, and in particular Western Australia. Talk us through the lead up to this event. I know it's locked in every year, but it's still a lot of work, isn't it?
Look, it is. Yeah, we will start planning. Well, I will probably spend about the next month putting this event to bed. There's reports that I need to write and, you know, bills to pay and things to do. So I'll spend the next month putting this event to bed. I'll forget about it for a couple of months, and then come June, July, we'll kick it all off again. There's grants to be applied for, there's sponsors to be contacted, and we just generally get the ball rolling for next year.
It is a
big process.
It's a great turnout, and look, we'll have some video footage a bit later on. If you're watching the podcast, you can watch this one as well. You'll see big crowds here, good, great car counts as well. Different variety of cars. Talk us through some of the special ones, because I haven't been for a walk yet, but talk us through some of the special cars out there.
Oh, look, it doesn't get much more special than Boris Pacey's top door slammer Sandman Ute. That is a sensational car. Gary and Pam, and forgive me, I can't think of their last names, but there's a black Tudor over there. It's called Sassy Lady. Now, this car debuted at the Hot Rod Show when it was at Burswood probably 11, 12 years ago, and it just cleaned up everything. It's one of the best Tudors in Western Australia, in Australia. It's a Tony Crow built car, and it's just sensational. So look out for that one. It's got Sassy Lady on the number plates. Mm-hmm. Let's hold the tent down.
Should be right, but I just want to hold it down.
Yeah, look, there's so much to see out here. There's lots of really cool and interesting things.
Definitely. And I got a look at Boris's car at Motivation, but not the look that I really wanted to get. It was I will get over there and have a check that out a bit closer.
Oh, it's a work of art. It really is.
It is. I mean, it's a long time in the build, but he's done a magnificent job. We'll have to get him on the podcast one day and have a yak about that car as well. Richie, tell us also this event. This isn't the only thing you do. Tell us about some of the other events you do.
I also run the Shannon Southern Coffee Cruise series of events. Now, the Coffee Cruise is a cars and coffee style event. Hang out, have a coffee, go home.
Yep.
And I've been running that since the Waroona bushfires, 2016. And I do it as a fundraiser for Variety WA, so I can participate in the Variety Creative Car Cruise. Mm. The Variety Creative Car Cruise is, it's almost like a bash style of event, but it's a blacktop event. It's for customs and classics and that sort of thing. We had our event a couple of weeks ago. There was 18 cars. My Monaro, there was a 1963 Porsche, a couple of really early 60s classic Fairlanes, a couple of late model Mustangs. A real good variety of cars. And we raised $225,000 for Variety. As a part of the cruise, we spent 4 days. We started in Mandurah, we started in Safety Bay, we went to Mandurah. One day from Mandurah to Pemberton, from Pemberton to Bunbury, and then Bunbury we finished at Serpentine over 4 days. Did, 1,500 Ks or so.
Yep.
And, yeah, a lot of fun. A great event, and it's something really that I'm really proud to be a part of. We stopped at a couple of schools on the Friday and Saturday to see where Variety money is going, and we stopped at schools for kids with special needs. And to see the smiles on their faces, just to be able to let them look at our cars and see, touch, feel, and all that sort of thing, just thinks that something is so simple just made such a big, a big difference in their day. And it was really good, and it was awesome to be a part of that event and to see where Variety money is going and the great work that they're doing with it.
I know Beg started, kicked that one off quite a few years ago. I don't know
yeah,
if
he did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, it's his fault I got caught up in.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think he's dragged quite a few people into it. And I think once you're in, aren't you? I don't think you
can. It is like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a funny thing. Your very first cruise, you have to wear an L plate.
Yeah.
They give you a lanyard and it's got an L plate on it. And you've got to wear it everywhere. This year was my second cruise. And even though I've been raising for money for them for 6 years now, it's only actually the second cruise I participated in. So this year, I had to wear a P plate. And next year, when I participate in the cruise, I'll get a driver's license.
Fair enough.
So, you know, there's all sorts of fun things that happen. It is just a really good, fun event. And like I say, it's for customs and classics. And, you know, you don't have to spend a bucket load of money to build a specialised bash car or anything.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us the supporters of this event, Max Binger. I know the local Shire get heavily involved in this and all the people in the surrounding area. Talk us through some of those people.
I mean, of course, the Shire of Murray, they've been on board with this event right from the beginning, talking of Anthony Begley. But they've been on board right from the very beginning. In fact, they gave us some money as a seed fund so we could kick this event off 15 years ago. And ever since then, they've been in and they've been great contributors to this event, and they continue to be.
Yeah.
And it's really great to have their support. But then there's guys like Shannon's Insurance, again, who have been here right from the get-go. And, you know as well as I do that Shannon's support motorsport right from the grassroots right up to the top level. And, you know, we wouldn't be able to do this event without their help as well. But then a ton of local businesses, the Galloway family with Auto One and Galloway's engine reconditioners. We've got the local Tyre Power store on board. So there are supporters big and small from all facets of the industry.
What is it about this area, do you think? I think I asked you this last year as well. What do you think it is this area? Like, you go as far south as, you know, Harvey, and as far over that way, Mandurah. It's such a very car orientated. There's a high concentration.
Well, it's a great
area, place
to live.
Yeah.
Look at it now. I mean, Pinjarra's just growing. You know, my sister's been in Pinjarra for over 40 years, and there's lots of it that's still the same, but there's lots that's changing. And Pinjarra is growing and growing, and you could probably still buy land and still build a house on it for a pretty reasonable sort of price. Mm. And Pinjarra has lots and lots of amenities, and it's only 45 minutes down the freeway from the Perth CBD.
Yep.
So why wouldn't you want to just get out from the city for a little bit and just enjoy a really nice sort of laid-back kind of lifestyle here.
Mm. It is. Anyway, even like I live in Balcatta. It took me exactly 1 hour this morning, and that's at the speed limit too. And that's through 80 zones in the northern part of the freeway, by the way. And, yeah, 1 hour exactly. Like,
you probably had a good run then.
Yeah, I did have a good run, but even it's not that far now. We've got the Forest Highway that basically takes us all the way to literally 12 or maybe 10 Ks over here. Yeah,
so it's so easy to get to.
Yeah, but there does seem to be a high concentration of motorsport and motor-orientated.
I guess, too, this area is really attractive for FIFO workers and the like. So, you know, there's a bit of money around with there. And, of course, what do? Build cars.
That's right. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Well, speaking of building cars, hopefully I have mine here. There's a gap right there, and I have to be one of those guys that I have to ring Rich a couple of weeks ago and say, Richard, look, you would have seen through on the entry list the next trail come through. Unfortunately, it's just a gap year for me, but hopefully we've got the car here next year.
We can all do what we can do, but you're here, and that's the most important part.
No, we really enjoy it. I really love coming here. It's a great day out. Next year, I really want to make a weekend of it as well. I said that this year, but it didn't happen.
Well, next year is certainly going to be the year to do it. The last couple of years, we've run a cruise on the Saturday afternoon. Yesterday, we had 23 cars. But Saturday is an area where we really want to develop, and I urge everybody to watch the Facebook page because, we're going to start building Saturday nights, building camping, beer, bands, barbecues, and turn Saturday night into a party night almost.
Yeah.
So there's lots more to come, and I just urge everybody to keep across the Facebook page because there's plenty happening.
Yeah, definitely. We'll look forward to that, and hopefully we can get a few cars that come up from the northern suburbs as well. We get a bit of a group together.
Yeah, we get a really good mix. We follow postcodes, and we do get a good mix of cars from... in the past, we've had them from as far as Geraldton and Kalgoorlie, Yanchep, Two Rocks, right down Manjimup, Albany. Mm. So, people know this event is on and they're travelling for it.
Definitely. And it's worth travelling for as well. There's a lot going on in the area, and it's beautiful weather. What more can we ask for?
Richie, Lotto numbers would be good.
Richie, pleasure having you on again. Thank you very much for having us down here. Thank you for this event. We can't wait for next year. Thanks for allowing us to be here.
My pleasure. And again, congratulations. 185 episodes. Awesome.
No worries. Thanks, Richie. Welcome, George. George from Banging Headlights. Thanks for joining us on the podcast here.
Cheers, Nick.
You're telling me we had a good chat just before. I like to just have a chat so I get my head around exactly what you do. But tell us, LED headlights, we're seeing it in all the late model vehicles. Some do it well, some don't. Toyota Land Cruiser comes to mind. The latest Land Cruiser have terrible LED headlights. They look absolutely atrocious. But you've developed a range of LED headlights for old classic cars. Tell us a bit about it.
So I got this idea during COVID when fuel prices were low. There was a time when petrol prices were low and the roads were empty, and I'd often go out cruising late at night. I'd go down to the beach and drive home back in the dark. And that's when I realized that the headlights in my car were just atrocious. And I had a look around, and I knew with technology advancing with LEDs and all that, there must be a good option out there. But everything I looked at, either it was the wrong look or it wasn't the latest technology, the light output wasn't the best, or it was just too expensive.
Yeah.
So I set out to make one set of headlights just for my own car. And while doing that, I spoke to a few people and they were like, oh, you're onto a good idea. So I just decided to go all out and went for it.
It's a magnificent concept. And look, I must admit, Dan gave me the heads up before he came here. He said that you were going to be installing the set in his car. We were actually driving together down the freeway this morning. It was dark, pitch dark. And as he pointed out, and it's true, in these old cars, it's like driving, you may as well put some candles in front of your car.
So the show finishes around 3 today. I'd encourage you to wait until sunset and drive back in the dark.
Well, we're in no rush to go home tonight anyway. But yeah, it's interesting. So he gave me the heads up and said this was happening today. So when you pulled up in your beautiful 66 Mustang, by the way, thank you, magnificent looking car, I looked straight away at the headlights, but I must admit, if they had not told me they were LEDs, I would never have picked it because they looked like the genuine...
Like the seal beams? Or
sealed beam headlights from 19...
That's what we were going for.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, to be honest, the first model that we developed, we went around the other way. when we were designing it, we said, let's make the brightest headlight possible. Let's give it all the features, halos, integrated indicators, and all that.
Yeah.
And that headlight was popular. But for every person that bought it, we had three people saying, this is a great idea, but we just want something which looks classic and does the job well.
Yep.
So then we said, okay, let's approach this from the other direction. So now we have two models, a Restomod, which has all the bells and whistles, but looks Restomod. So if you've got a car that's slammed to the ground, blacked out grille, wide fenders, all that stuff, the Restomod is probably what you're looking for.
Yep.
If you've got a nice, original looking car, then the traditional headlight that we do is what you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's magnificent looking. Tell us, you went through the range with me before, so it's not just one or two. You've got like you've got a full range here that
yeah,
you bought.
Yeah, so we're doing two sizes at the moment that are already on sale. We do a 7-inch, so if you've got a car with two round headlights like a Mustang, most Camaros, a Jeep, the 7-inch headlight is what you're looking for.
Yep.
The other size of headlights we do is a 5.75-inch or a 5.75-inch in America, which is if you've got a car with four round headlights, like a Chevelle or like a Dodge Charger, that's the headlight you're looking for.
Okay.
Everything we do in a traditional style, and we also do in a Restomod style, which has halos and has a blacked-out option as well.
So tell us, you were telling me an interesting story before, as we mentioned SEMA.
Yeah.
And you said you were actually there last year.
So we were at the SEMA show last year. We feel very proud. Not only are we one of the few Australian brands to be at SEMA, but I'm pretty sure we're the only Perth brand to be at SEMA.
Yeah.
And it was the best feeling in the world was when we had people not just from Australia, but from Perth walk by and say, hey, you know, we had no idea you existed and we're discovering you at SEMA. So that's the power of
they traveled 14,000 kilometers to find the guy down the road. It's interesting. That's how life works. Tell us, you were next door to the Ring Brothers.
We got a good spot. So SEMA is a big business. If you've never been there, it is mind blowing. But even behind the scenes, when you are setting up your booth and getting a spot, so it's massive on a massive scale.
Yeah.
So we were in the central hall, and the central hall is kind of where all the action is.
Yep.
And even in the central hall, there are two areas which are kind of pertinent to us. One is the restoration marketplace, which is parts for restoring your car, and the other is Hot Rod Alley, which is right next door, which is kind of the same, but a little bit cooler stuff.
Yep.
So we were in Hot Rod Alley, right next to the Ring Brothers, and right next to some of your listeners will probably know them, Lead Brakes. They're a very big manufacturer of aftermarket brakes. So it was very cool for me as a person who's owned a classic car and has shopped online on all these websites and bought parts from so many of these suppliers to be in amongst them and belong.
Yeah, you should be very proud of that. Very proud of that. Tell us, George, Bangin' Headlights, where can we find you?
Banginheadlights.com.
Yep.
We're also on Instagram as Bangin' Headlights and Facebook. But you can reach out to us directly on our website and on our Instagram is our phone number. Should I tell it over the air? I might as well.
It's up to you.
Australia number +61 0493 172 850. Give me a call if you are in Australia, especially if you're in Perth. We take extra good care of you.
Yeah.
So.
And if you're in this eastern seaboard, it's actually gone back to 2 hours as of this morning. But in the eastern seaboard, just remember, like most, not for half of the year, 3 hours ahead of us here over here in Perth. So I often get the 5 o'clock phone call.
I get phone calls from Americans sometimes.
Yeah.
Who forget what time it is here.
So. Yes. Yeah, I know. And Americans get excited with this sort of stuff. The range you showed me in the back of the car look like very good quality as well. So like they're quite solid and they feel, you know.
So the actually, one of the most expensive things we did, both in terms of development and in terms of the price per headlight, is make our headlights with real glass. So we don't use any plastic lenses in our headlight, which was very important to me. I didn't want to put a plastic headlight in my own car.
Yep.
And 99% of my customers don't want a plastic headlight either.
Yep.
So the glass is, it's about 50% of what makes the headlight look really good and feel really good out of the box.
Yep.
So that contributes to it. And to quote John Hammond from Jurassic Park, no expense spared.
Yeah, they are very magnificent looking. George, you've done a magnificent job. Very proud of the fact that you went to SEAM and represented Western Australia as well in Australia. So it's a job well done. I'll hit you up for some headlights on the XW when I get it finished as well, because actually my headlights are not too bad, but I think it's time we go LED as well on the old girl. Yeah,
come check it out. One thing I want to tell all your listeners is that the LEDs we make, because they are for classic cars, they have a warm white color. So that's a reservation many people have, is that LEDs look very white. But banging headlights, when you turn them on, they've got that warm yellowish look.
Yep.
So they're kind of imitating the look of a halogen headlight.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's important to know, actually, because, yeah, you're right. Like, we're used to the yellow, the sort of the yellow, yeah, the yellow beam.
It has to look like it belongs on the car,
yes,
both when it's off and when it's on.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, I look forward to Dan's car getting fitted out later today. George, thanks for your time on the podcast. We really appreciate it. And
cheers,
we look
Nick.
Forward to seeing some big things from Banging Headlights.
Thank you, Nick.
Take care.
Cheers, mate.
I'm here with Dan Swindley from Aussie Garage TV. Dan, thanks for joining us.
No worries, mate. How you going?
Oh, I'm going very well. We speak with you again down here in Max Pinjarra.
Yeah, it has been since last year we've spoken to.
Yeah, it has been. It's been 12 months, full 12 months. So, yeah, how are things travelling? I've spoken with Phil a few times, but I haven't spoken with you. But I know a lot's changed in the last 12 months.
Oh, it certainly has, mate. Yeah. Yeah, it's the snowball keeps getting bigger, so to speak. So we'll just keep pushing it down the hill.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we keep picking up things as we go, you know, and we keep meeting awesome people within the automotive industry here in WA.
Yep.
People with businesses, people with cars, it doesn't seem to matter. Just love going out and meeting the people and seeing what they've got to show us. And the amazing thing is how welcoming everybody is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's enabled us to really get into some awesome garages with some amazing cars to film that we can then go and show the rest of the people of Australia.
I think people want to tell their story as well, but they don't necessarily want to tell it themselves, but they need someone, a conduit like yourself and Phil, to tell them that, to tell their story. So I think once you approach most people, they're pretty open to talking. And you always get those guys, no, I can't talk. But then once you start covering, they warm to you. Like, you can't stop them from talking, can you?
Yeah, we've had a couple of those, yeah. No, once people get comfortable, you find it's okay. And,
yeah.
And we're fairly casual when it comes to our interviews. We're unscripted, we're unprofessional, and I think that puts a lot of people at ease.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the beauty with Car Guys, but we are. That's the way we like to be. We don't want to run to a script. There's no, you know, this is an AFL, so.
No, that's for sure,
It's pretty easy going. Tell us a bit about some of the things that you're doing at the moment. I know Community TV over on the Eastern Seaboard.
We've been on Channel 31 in Melbourne for quite some time, and now we've just picked up Channel 44 in Adelaide as well. So on the community channels in both of those cities, yeah.
Yep. And that's a weekly spot?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so three times a week they put our episode on. So I think it's Thursday nights, Sundays, and maybe Saturday mornings or something. I can't remember the exact times. But that's really good to get that exposure, and that's brought more people to our channel and more people to our website, and people call us and send us messages and all that sort of thing. So yeah, we're broadening our reach.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I know one episode you were either before or after Brett Ramsey, the pit stop in pit lane TV show, motorsport TV show,
okay.
and he plugged you guys as well, mate. Says after, I can't remember if you were before him or after him. Anyway, forgive me, Brett, I don't remember what.
Yeah,
but
okay.
He did say make sure you stay on or make sure you watch you guys first and then flow on into his show. So
I hadn't realised that.
Brett Ramsey. So he's
Shout out, Brett.
in pit lane. So yeah, look, that's an awesome thing. Must keep you busy, but now.
It is now. Yeah, we're fairly flat stick now. We had to sort of pull a handbrake on there a little while ago because we were just getting very busy, and you know it's like when you end up not having any time for yourself some weeks, and that can be a bit much, but at the same time, love going out seeing cars, love talking to people about their cars, so it's not a hard job.
I know we like to get up early. I know you passed me on the freeway this morning at 5:30 a.m. so I know you were up early. But we don't mind doing that. You'll get out of bed early for a day like today. I love coming down here, meeting with people, meeting with this YouTube corner here that we have here now. You know, I've gotten to know Byron, Yanni over there, yourselves, of course, and of course Dave over there, Bad Q. It's a great incentive that you guys have started here, and I really hope we can keep this going.
Yeah, well, we're happy to be the instigators of such things.
Yeah,
Look, we love getting people together, and I think we're kind of almost a bit more than a corner this year. We probably upgrade to an avenue is what we've been saying, because there's a few more YouTubers on board this year, and there was even a couple that couldn't make it.
Yeah, that's right.
So if we had them here with us as well, we really would have made a presence.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. And that's what it's all about, networking as well. For myself, and I've noticed, you know, I know you've got a couple of people that help you out, you help them out. They've come on the podcast as well. Especially George and Damo here next door, they're LED headlighting. That's really awesome. And we had Des on earlier as well.
Yeah,
that's it. So it's great to get to know these people, and hopefully we can help them out. And maybe one day they can help us out as well.
Oh, definitely. You know, meeting George is great. You know, he's a really motivated guy, and he's got himself a great product. He makes a really good, really good LED headlight.
Yep.
And, so we're happy to back that all the way.
Yeah, definitely. Tell us a bit about you. Have you actually entered in the van titles as well?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Yep, okay. All right.
Yeah, I always do.
Yep.
It's a formality, really. I never win anything, so.
Fair enough. Well, that's one thing it's been remiss of me in saying that. It's also the WA state titles today as well for the van and ute titles.
Yeah, it's the van and ute state titles today. Yeah,
that's right.
They've piggybacked onto this event to run that in conjunction with Max Pinjarra.
Mm-hmm.
Richie is fantastic in that way. He's open to this sort of thing and anything to get more people in the gate, I think, for him as well. So he's been really, really on board and with us with our YouTube stuff as well.
Mm.
We let him know what our thoughts were, and he just arms wide open. Yeah, come on in, guys, let's do it.
Definitely. And that's what it probably needs to be a little bit. I know most show promoters will open their arms up to people like us coming in and promoting their show, and it's great to see this. I really love down here as well, because the community comes out and supports this event.
Oh, most definitely, yeah. It's one of the best shows. I look forward to this show every year.
Yeah.
Because it's a great drive from up north.
Yeah.
Early in the morning, you get the freeway to yourself. That's pretty good.
But
no, I just love coming down here. It's a really good show. The grounds are always well looked after. And we've got a nice cool breeze today. It's a bit warm, but we do have a cool breeze coming through today.
Yeah.
Couldn't think of anything better than just sitting around and watch this show go by, because the cars that come here are awesome. The people that attend are awesome. And there's quite a few exhibitors this year as well, I've noticed. There's a few more exhibitors over there than there was last year, I think.
Yeah. I haven't been for a walk yet, but I will do a little bit later on once the crowd sort of disperses a bit later on, just before the show closes, and go around and have a quick look and see what's out there. Saying that, you make a very good point about the ground. It's like, I don't play football, my boys do, but they'd be pretty happy to play on something like this.
This
turf is awesome. So
yeah, well, I've been looking like a bum all day wearing no shoes.
Yeah, I know,
and I've had no problems.
Yeah, I know. It's quite easy on the feet, and it's quite good on the back as well. So. Mm. Yeah. Congratulations to the team, the footy club down here, and whoever runs this, obviously the Shire of Murray run this venue, and thanks to them as well for supporting this event too. I know the Shire of Murray is very instrumental in running this event as well, so thanks to them.
I think we're very lucky here in WA. The forces that be seem to leave us alone in our old cars. We don't get a lot of flack here. I've been hearing some stories of some places over east where you can't even go to a car show without the cops making a presence.
Mm.
Defect in half a dozen people, or that sort of thing, and I'm super grateful that doesn't happen over here.
Definitely,
I think that there's a really good mix between the authorities of B and the community here.
Mm.
And I think it's really good. Yeah.
Yep. What's special that's coming up on Aussie Garage? We got any special interviews or?
Well, we're just doing our normal interviews. Yeah. Yep. So the next one coming up, I think, is a 57 Chev and a Tirana.
Okay.
We've got a few videos ahead at the moment, so I've got about five or six up my sleeve. So I'm not sure which one we're going to put out next. But the other big thing, we're actually going to go and attend over at Melbourne.
Motorex.
Yep. Yeah. So we've booked in to go over there, and we're going to do some interviews while we're there. And one of the guys that's been following us is going to lend us a car for the weekend and this sort of thing. So.
Yep.
So we hope that that's going to be a good fun trip, and we get to meet some amazing people.
Yeah.
We've got. we manage to swing some media passes. Yep. So when we get into MotorX, we can just go wherever we like.
Yeah, excellent. No, that's good. I mean, that's good for MotorX as well. And that's an Andy Lopez won that one as well.
I'm not 100%
sure. I think
it
is, yeah. I know Johnny, our Johnny, will be attending as well. He'll be down there for MotorX as well. So he's... correct me if I'm wrong, it's a week after Anzac Day, isn't it?
Like
it's
the first weekend or the second weekend in May, I think.
Yeah. I know he's going for the Collingwood game, the Anzac Day game, so he's staying there the extra week to do MotorX as well. So, no, that's excellent, excellent. Mm. Well, Dan, thanks for coming on the podcast. Great to have you here.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure.
Where can we find you again? AussieGarageTV.com.au?
So the website is AussieGarageTV.com.au. Yep. And there's also just the Aussie Garage YouTube channel. We're also on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and all that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah.
So we're across all the platforms now, or most of them. I don't think all of them. But
yeah. What I like about your website is the fact that you can view all your YouTube content on your website. I think that's very important.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people forget they spend the money on the website, but they don't have links or the ability to view all your videos. Because not everyone is comfortable going on YouTube and watching, you know, having an account, watching the stuff. So having a website that links to it, I think, is really important. So
And of course, Nick at, better give Nick at Red Hot Internet Solutions a shout out for that one, because he's the one who takes care of our website for us. And
Nick, his name comes up everywhere. Nick Kokkinos,
he's got a finger, a thumb, a little toe in everything.
Yeah. Is he still at the gate today? Because he was at the gate this morning at some ungodly hour. So
He's written the app that's taking care of all the bump-ins.
Yeah, it does a magnificent job as well. So.
Also he's trying to innovate. He's trying to fill a need and get people not using pen and paper anymore and just get the app, make an app, bump into the show, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Once he does a bit more troubleshooting with it's going to be great.
Yeah, I know he was at the gate this morning, and it was good to see him. I haven't seen him since, so I'm hoping he's been relieved of that duty now. he's in the show and enjoying it. For those that don't know, go back and listen to that episode as well. We spoke with Nick Kokkinos, and also I think we spoke with yourselves maybe a few weeks later. I know they were pretty close to each other, those two episodes. So.
Yeah, that was a while. That was probably 18 months ago.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's about 18 months ago. Yeah. Correct. Yep. Mm. Well, Dan, thank you very much. It's great having you here.
Thanks,
all the best. And we'll keep an eye out on all that content coming out. And we're looking forward to MotorX as well.
Definitely, yeah. First time we're leaving the state as Aussie Garage.
Yep.
So hopefully something will come of that. And we'll just, like I said, the snowball will just keep getting bigger.
It will. Yeah. It will. No worries.
Awesome. Thanks,
all right,
Nick.
Take care. All see right. ya.
Cheers, mate.
I'm here with Des from Optics Nanotechnologies. Des, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
No worries. We've moved you over a little bit, so you get into the shade there. The sun is absolutely scorching us at the moment. But anyway, thanks for joining us down here at Pinjarra Max Pinjarra. It's great to have you here. Des, tell us a bit about Optics Nanotechnologies, because we're always interested in, our listeners are always interested in some of the products to keep their cars and their pride and joy looking sweet. So tell us a little bit about the brand.
Okay, no worries. Oh, look, I mean, Optics Technologies was really, it really started with coatings and ceramic coatings, right? Because back in the day, around about 6 years ago, ceramic coatings weren't a popular thing. Waxing was. Anyway, so I created a brand that was all about the ceramic coatings and something that was a little bit more transparent, a little bit more better value for money, so you knew what you were getting and you're getting a little bit more out of it. And the skill factor had to also be there as well. But then it grew from that because then, well, we coated customers' cars, but then it's like, well, what do we wash it with now? What do we dry it with? And then I decide, okay, well, I think I need to now start filling in some holes with things. So then the rest of the cleaning and detailing chemicals and accessories sort of are based supporting the actual coating system itself. And that's where we kind of started. And then from there, we've got quick detailers, just like every other brand. So if people just want something they can spray and wipe without any fuss and protect the JUCO as well, we have products like that as well.
It's very interesting. I saw this morning, because I followed Dan in this morning on the freeway, and his front hole, like mine as well, covered with... I think we came at the wrong time. I think if we came like 20 minutes later, we would have been right. It was just that time of the morning where all the mosquitoes were up, and his whole front end was completely covered. So, like, it was... You went over there, you said, like, Dan, this is what we use. This is the cloth we use.
You need to call a pest controller.
Yep. But, yeah, you went through that step with him. So there's a product for all different types of applications, yep. Isn't there?
That's right. So he went over with Debug. And Debug is an alkaline cleaner that is made just for removing bugs. And what that did was it sort of softened up the bug splatter that was on the front. Then after that, he went over with Fast Finish. And Fast Finish is a quick detailer that doesn't have any powder, can be used as a waterless cleaner as well. Spray that over the top as well to give it some more lubrication. And then started wiping it all down with a microfiber cloth.
Yep.
And that helped break up all the bugs without having a hose and water and a pressure cleaner.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
no, it was quite interesting to see, actually. And you got a whole, over there in the Aussie Garage tent, you've got a whole host of products. Just talk us through, like, some of the key products over there.
Okay, so the first one that I feel that everyone should jump onto in terms, it's to do with drying.
Yep.
And we have a twin twisted loop drying towel. It's a very thick, double-sided, twisted loop microfiber. Twisted loop now is really the type of weave that is the best performing drying towel.
Yep.
Right? And it's purely more, it's not that it's a better microfiber, it's the weave itself, that it's a twisted loop is what makes it better.
Okay.
So it's able to absorb more and not push more back out. So some towels, sometimes they absorb, but they also let more moisture back out.
Yep.
Whereas the twin twisted loops, they tend to hold that water much better.
Okay. Right?
So you get a nicer finish.
Yep.
I think he also has Fast Finish over there. Fast Finish is a quick detailer. It does help with a bit of hydrophobicness on the paint or whatever you put it on. So the water beads, things are easier to clean, and you will feel that it's a little bit smoother and slicker for a lot longer as well. In a way, it's like a cheat for waxing your car.
Yep.
And you can use that on nearly anything internal or external. You could do your paint with it. You can clean your wheels, chrome, stainless, LCD screens,
yep.
Alcantara, fabric,
okay.
Just general wipe down of your dash. And you can use it on matte
yep.
surfaces as well as gloss. So if it's meant to be matte, let's say you had black matte wheels and you're worried about something causing it to change its finish, well, the Fast Finish won't do that other than keep it matte.
Yep.
But also you'll notice it's a bit deeper,
yeah,
a bit
okay.
richer. Right?
Yep.
Because matte tends to look a bit, as matte gets older, it tends to look drier.
Yep.
Right? And it definitely improves the finish of matte. So if it's meant to be matte, it'll stay matte.
Same. Yeah, okay.
If it's meant to be gloss, it'll be glossier.
Okay.
It's like magic.
Yep.
It's not. There's also, you can buy a graphene coating kit there. The graphene coating kit is a very strong coating. It's not for someone who doesn't know how to coat at all. You really should have a little bit of experience in coating.
Yep.
But it's not hard to learn it, but it is tough.
Yeah, okay.
Which is the reason why I picked that to be sold here, because I think a lot of guys who have their daily cars probably need something that is a bit tough, especially against bugs and that
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's quite an extensive range. There's so many different scenarios now with car guys, and what I mean by that is, like, let's say for argument's sake, there was a light drizzle on the way up here this morning. There wasn't, but let's just say there was. How many different products would guys have to carry with them? You know what I mean, to cater for that scenario, if you know what I mean.
I think two.
Yep.
I would say that you must have in your glove box is your Fast Finish.
Yep.
And then a nice, thick, possibly like a 1200 GSM microfiber cloth.
Yep.
Okay. And that's really all you need to do, because it's just a spray and wipe.
Yep.
It's that easy.
Yep. Yeah, okay. You're giving me a lot more confidence, because I've always been hesitant in spraying chemicals on the paint. Well, even my car, it doesn't matter. But I've always been hesitant. I've always been a water only guy. But I think, you know, you've given me the confidence. I know our co-host as well, Johnny's always sprouting this as well. So, but you've both given me the confidence to maybe try something in the future.
Yeah, well, a lot of them are made here in Perth. And there's a couple of things that only I make or in our own shop. Then the rest is toll blended just because we're too busy to be doing everything ourselves. So sometimes it's just easier to give someone else who's got your formula and get them to make it because that's their specialty. For us, we might get the chemical in to our specs. We get the labels printed in Victoria. Some of it's printed here. Most of it's printed over East Coast. Our bottles, the plastic bottles, are made here as well. They come in from over East through Plastine. Our sprayers are also bought in Australia as well, in Canning Vale.
Yep.
And then we bottle everything here.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's as Australian as we can get it.
Yeah.
And there's just some things we can't. You know, like just some things that have to come from elsewhere.
Yeah. Very interesting, Des. You sound very similar to George's story. We spoke with George a little bit earlier, the LED headlight guy. Batting above your crease, I guess, batting outside of your crease, because you're here in Western Australia. We always probably downplay the West Australia thing a little bit, but we do manufacture some great stuff here, don't we?
We do, definitely.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot of gems in WA. Whether it's a gem of a restaurant that you don't ever see and it's just tucked away in some suburb, but it's the best service and best food. Whereas, you know, like you see Dome everywhere, but sometimes the small guys are the better guys.
That's right, yeah.
There's more passion in small guys.
That's right.
Rather than corporate level.
Yep. So even your microfiber cloths there as well, all manufactured to your spec, basically?
Look, what I do is there's no point reinventing the wheel.
Yep.
Anything that you need is available around the world for manufacturing now. It's finding things to the right specs of what I want.
Yep.
For instance, I want my coating cloths to be Korean made just because we know that their weave is better, their quality of weave is better as well.
Yep.
I noticed that after I've washed them once, after it's first washed, you feel the weight in it. You can feel that it's a bit stiffer.
Yeah.
Because the skeleton within the microfiber is not packed with cheap crap.
Yep.
Right? There are other microfibers that are made in China, but we try and get stuff that is made in Korea with a specific weight density. So when I say coating cloth, we prefer to have a 350 GSM cloth. It's a heavier weight, it absorbs better, it's softer, it's better on the paint, and it costs a little bit more, but we're all about trying to not cut cost on our coating side of it and make sure it's as good as it can be, but within reason and affordability at the same time.
Yep. Very interesting, Des. I really appreciate you coming on the podcast because you've enlightened me somewhat more about the products that you offer and where can we find Optics Nanotechnologies?
Okay, first of all, on our website, which is www.optics.net.au, which is spelt O-P-T-I-X.
Yep.
Or come into our shop in O'Connor. We're open between Monday and Saturday, usually between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. through Monday to Friday, and Saturday's just a short morning.
Yep.
And you can find us on Facebook as well and Instagram, which you can purchase online through those channels as well.
Excellent. All right. Des, appreciate your time coming on the podcast.
Thank you.
It's great having you on. Look forward to seeing more of your stuff.
Lovely.
Take care.
Awesome.
See ya.
Oh, there goes your drink. Oh,
we're having a
nice breeze.
We're having a great old time here.
Oh, jeez. Spilled your drink everywhere. Oh.
Spilled my drink.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway. There we go. Right. Now we're good.
Definitely.
So, been well, Kevin?
Yes, been well.
That's good. Talk us through. I know last year we talked about it as well, but this year again, you're doing the X-Series Falcon cruise around Perth for 2024. Yep. tell us when you when you're doing that.
Okay, it'll be the first Sunday of November, as it is every year.
Yep.
So first Sunday of November every year coming up will hopefully be the X-Series Falcon Cruise.
Yep.
It's open to all X-Series Falcons from the very first to the very last of the X-Series, so everything in between.
All the good ones?
All the good ones,
yeah. We shouldn't say that, should we? Well, we'll alienate ourselves with lots of visitors.
You do get a couple of Ross buckets every now and then, but it's very few and far. It's always the best of the best that comes out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just something I created back in 2011. Mm. I thought, seeing what they did in Adelaide with the big old Ford Cruise, I thought, oh, man, got to do something like that here in Perth. So that's where it started from. And then after that, it's like on average 12, 15 cars for the first couple of years, and then it grew to 20. And 1 year we had 36 cars on the cruise. Everyone went, oh, yeah. I'm going, I wasn't prepared for that many cars on the cruise.
Yep.
But when you're bargaining on 20, you always, like I've done on my flyers, please confirm as soon as possible. And then people don't let me know to the actual day that they're there. Now I've got to do up goodie bags. So if you haven't got a goodie bag, it's, you know, your fault for not letting me know earlier.
Yep. Yep.
So I've got to usually organise for the catering, the drinks and everything.
Yep.
So everyone who enters the cruise gets a goodie bag. And there's a lot of useful stuff in there, including the run sheet. Mm. And that's very most important, of course. But usually it's an hour and a half, 2 hour cruise around Perth. Mm. Every year when I do it, I like to make things different. So basically you get north half the city, south half the city, country driving, your highway driving and back street driving as well. So you get the mixture in. People get to hear their cars, you know, powering up through the hills, come down under braking sort of thing. So I always love to take it through the back of the hills, back of Wollaston, Carmel, Bickley area, up through Mundaring, anywhere like up and down 2J Road where you've got the hill to work. It's like, it's just nice to hear these cars actually do the job they were designed for. You know?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So this year it's kicking off from Shannon's Insurance on Kennington, Albany Highway there.
Yep.
For those that don't know, it's not far from the Carousel Shopping Centre, a little bit further south from the Carousel Shopping Centre, for those that don't know. So it kicks off this year with a show and shine at 9:30. So that's, and then you don't leave till about 11 o'clock. Yep. That's good. That's a good amount of time, an hour and a half, isn't it? Just to walk around, have a look at the cars, have a bit of a yak with some other participants. We always find that's always pretty chill.
Yep.
Yep. And then off on a two-hour cruise.
Yep, thereabouts.
Yep. And you don't say where it finishes here. I know that's
never.
I know that's one of your secrets.
It is. It is, because every year the destination's different.
Yep.
And because I like to change things up every year, I try to outdo myself if I can.
Yeah.
Doesn't always work. But my destinations are always like the surprise event. Where are we going to go? Where are we going to end up? You know, and the run every year is different on purpose, because I like to keep people guessing where we're going, you know. And for those who are interested in coming on the cruise and would love to be a part of it, doesn't matter whether you've got a ute, sedan, panel van, whatever, you know, any version of the X-Series Falcon. It's basically a case of saying, this is my car, this is what I love, this is what I love to drive, you know, and being able to show it off.
Yep.
I mean, these old cars have class, that's what they're called, classics. Mm. And when you look at, you know, the shapes of the old cars, like some of the new cars are just so butt ugly by comparison, you know. And you think, to see at least 12 to 20 odd old school Falcons together, I thought, yeah, it's got to be a mobile car show, you know.
Yep.
And people get their mobile phones out, take photos of all the cars, and you think, yep, it's doing its job.
Yep. No, fair enough. And that's what it's your show, and it's, at the end of the day, you have the cars that, you know, you want to have in it. And there's, you know, well, we're both Ford guys, but we shouldn't, the X-Series were probably the pick of the bunch, weren't they, for the Ford guys? And not to say, you know, the E-Series were okay, and then the later models, the Bs and the AUs, I mean, they have their own following, I guess. But yeah, most of the good ones, let's be honest, we're in the X series. So, no, that's great. Tell us a little bit for our listeners that are listening, a bit about your XB.
My XB is a 1975 XB GS Falcon. I bought it back in 1990, genuine second owner, off the guy who originally bought it. I've had the car ever since, so I've owned the car for about 34 odd years. I spent about $6,500 back in the day doing it up to motor show conditions. In the last 30-odd-something years, I've been trying to keep it looking half-decent.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always the challenge, isn't it? But it's an honest car, you know. I remember it when I had a good look at it last year. It's a good, honest car, and Quite rare, really, when you think about it, XPGSs. There's not that many of them around still. The GS was, a lot of them got turned into GTs, replica GTs, because they were kind of halfway there or almost all the way there. So, yeah, find an original GS these days is actually quite difficult.
It is. Yeah. Even trying to get parts from nowadays is near impossible.
Yeah.
So a couple of years ago, I sort of lost control on the Tonkin Highway heading southbound at 100 k's an hour.
Yeah.
I had to put my brakes on because the guy in front of me was towing a trailer. No lots at all on his trailer. I nearly ran up the back end of him when he suddenly slowed down. And then the front right hand locked up, so I ended up fishtailing slightly. I was going sideways at 80 k's an hour, backwards at 60. I thought, great, I survived all that. Praying into me. Had to be on the way home from work.
All right.
$12,500 worth of damage later.
Yeah.
One replacement front left-hand guard, one grill, and front bumper going, so I was not very happy for quite a while.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But yeah.
Can't blame you.
Still a daily drive after all this time.
Yep. Kevin, where can we can email you at this email address here. So that's locoman3830.
3830.
Yep. At optusnet.com.au to confirm your entry before the 27th of the 10th, 2024.
Yep.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
No worries.
If I've got the XW back on the road. That's why I didn't come last year. In June, I took it off the road and it hasn't hit the road again yet. So hopefully we have it, I don't know, not by... I hope to have it ready by January, but anyway, we'll see how we go.
Yeah, one of my aims is to get as many of these old girls together in parade on Perth roads just to say, hey, look, we're still existing, we're still there, you know.
Yeah.
And as I say, it's a mobile car show. So for those who want to come on the cruise, please get in contact with me, confirm your entry as soon as you possibly can so I know how many goodie bags to make up, because I'll make them all up by myself. And then I'm organising prizes, so whoever comes on the cruise, we've got a lucky door prize, as I call it. So at the end, got my hat, put all these regos into the hat, whichever one gets drawn out, there's a prize.
Yep.
If we run out of prizes before we run out of regos, well, unfortunately, that's how it goes.
Yep, that's it. No, fair enough. Kevin, once again, thank you for joining us at the podcast. It's great to see you again.
Yes,
it's great
definitely.
To see you still doing this yearly show. Yep. It's always good. And you know what I like about it is the fact that you stick to a date.
Yeah.
First Sunday in November, so people know that's when Kevin's X Series show is on. It's like this event that we're at right now.
Yep.
We know it's the first Sunday in April. That's it. You don't need to think about it. That's when it is. We know we have to be here.
Yep.
That's it.
And also, if anyone's interested, I've got plenty of videos up on YouTube. My channel is LocoMan3801, and you just type in X-Series Falcon Cruise when you get on YouTube, and you should be able to find it quite easily. There's a whole stack of videos from the past years.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to keep an eye out for that. No worries. All right, Kevin. Thanks for that. Thanks
no
for your
problem.
Time.
Thank you.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. All right, thanks everyone for tuning in. The Max Pinjarra has come to a close. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Thanks for your listens. It's greatly appreciated. We hope you enjoyed this episode this week. Make sure you keep coming back. We had some great content. It was great to come down here down to Pinjarra and be part of this show. As you can hear, all the cars are leaving now. So we're going to pack up now. And thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We'll see you all in a couple of weeks' time. Take care, everyone. Bye.